L'édition locale, l'actualité du Vivre à Tignes. Olivier Sauva.
Bonjour à tous et bienvenue dans votre édition locale dans les titres de ce mardi 8 août. Rencontre avec Richard Plug, le président directeur général de la Jumbo Visma Road. On parle bien là de l'équipe cycliste qui a remporté le Tour de France avec Jonas Vingegaard en juillet dernier, mais aussi le Tour d'Italie. Le Giro, c'était en mai avec Primoz Roglic, l'équipe qui est en stage de préparation dans la station une bonne partie de ce mois d'août en vue de la Vuelta, le Tour d'Espagne qui commence le 26 août prochain au départ de Barcelone. L'occasion pour nous de revenir sur l'histoire qui le lie à Tignes, puisque ce dernier est totalement tombé amoureux de notre station en achetant un appartement ici. Le patron néerlandais qui nous en dit plus également sur les objectifs de son équipe en passe de remporter les trois grands tours la même année. On l'écoute.
A couple of years ago when we started in 2019 when we do high altitude training here, we started training here and preparing for the Tour de France in June 2019, and then Steven Kruiswijk was third in the Tour de France, and after that we came here every year. Normally, if you're, for example, we also go to Tenerife for high altitude, but then you're in a hotel and nothing else is happening. So you train and nothing else is happening. And here it's like, you know, where there's a village, there's a lot of people, there's something to do and training and living as a real pro, but also you can drink beer, you know, as staff, and the riders can walk around a little bit. There's more life. You know, that's really nice. Everybody is coming also to visit us. Every morning there's a lot of people waiting for us when we start training. And yeah, it's really nice to see all the people cycling. And many Dutch people are coming here now because of us being here. So that's really nice to see.
You are now linked with Tignes because you bought an apartment.
Yes, I have an apartment as well here. I really love it. Also the skiing in the winter. It's incredible. It's before 2019, I've never been here before to ski. I've been everywhere in France except here. And since then, I fell in love with this area because it's so nice and it's so, yeah, it's incredible skiing. We know some people from here who are working here and who know some off-piste areas as well, so we have a lot of fun together.
Which season do you prefer, summer or winter?
Ooh, that's difficult. Yeah, no, I prefer both because now you can relax here. For me, after the Tour de France is really hectic for me, and now we are staying here a little bit to relax. We go walking or cycling or do one of the activities here. We have a garage ourselves, so we put the car in the garage and we don't use it anymore.
The riders get the same opinion as you. I know Primoz Roglic come here a lot of time during the winter as well.
Yeah.
Is the same for Jonas or all the other guys?
I don't know for Jonas because he's not such a skier. Primoz is, but they like it here, of course, you know, because yeah, it's like I said, it's a different place than the other places where we go on high altitude. It's cozy, let's say, so it's a better place to stay.
The guys are preparing the Vuelta. If Jonas or Primoz win, you're going to be the first team to win the three Grand Tours in the same year?
Yeah, that's correct. That would be for the first time in history if that happens. But yeah, you know, we don't look at it that way. We just look at it, you know, we want to win that race. Like we want to win a lot of races and we prepare to win that race and the result will be that, what you say. But it's not something, it's not a goal per se, let's say, to have the three Grand Tours in a year. We just want to win the Vuelta now. So yeah, and then the result will be indeed historical.
The deal with Tignes and Jumbo Visma will stay for next years and long years and many years.
I hope so. If you guys want us, we'd love to stay here, of course, because it's yeah, it gave us a lot of good results. It gave us a lot of nice yeah moments that we are here. So yeah, we're really happy here.
Last word about Aimé Favre, the host of the team. That guy got so much passion for that sport.
Yeah, Aimé is incredible for us. Like Tignes, the mayor, and tourism is really important for us. But Aimé is the one on the ground, let's say, who every day comes by and asks us, do you need something? Can I help with something? And Aimé is indeed our biggest fan, maybe, in the world. But he's also really helpful for us. And I'm really grateful for Tignes and for Aimé for what he's doing.
Richard Plug, patron de la Jumbo Visma Road. On termine cette édition locale avec votre agenda. Le forum du développement durable se poursuit. Il est proposé par la mairie de Tignes. Et sachez que ce nouveau temps fort se déroulera cette fois du côté de l'espace multimédia de la maison de Tignes-le-Lac. Sujet abordé aujourd'hui, la prise en compte des eaux usées dans la station. Avec notamment un gros plan sur la station d'épuration que vous pouvez d'ailleurs visiter tous les mercredis. On a fait le tour de l'actu sur la planète Tignes. Passez une excellente journée avec la radio station.
L'édition locale, également en podcast sur laradiostation.fr.